What is up? What is up? What is up, everyone? Everyone, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for World Talk Monday. You all, you all, you all, we are hyped. We are here and we are ready, you all. I have my co-host, Miss Tevis, in the building with me. How you doing, sis?
Hey, hey, I'm good. How are you all?
We are good. We are good. We are good. Y'all, technology has not been our friend tonight, but we're making it work. We're making it work. We have two powerful guests on here with us, which y'all will get to know here very shortly. But what we about to do is, before we get too far started with this show on tonight, we are about to give y'all a little bit of the theme song. And then from there, we will kick it off with the show. So let's go. As the theme song is playing, like, share, tag, let somebody and let everybody know. World Travel Monday is on. Let's hit it. What is up? What is up? What is up, y'all? It is another day, another time, and another week for Wheel Talk Monday.
What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up? What's up with you? What is up? What is up? What is up? It's only up from here. What is up? What is up? What is up? Let's go. What is up? What is up? What is up?
All right, you all, let us kick it off with prayer on tonight, and then from there, we will turn it over and get started with introducing our guest for tonight. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, thanking you for another day and another day's blessing. We'd ask you to bless this broadcast on tonight. Let it be what you would have it to be. Let someone get to, let something that we say or something that we do be pleasing in thy sight, so that your name gets all the glory and your name gets all the honor. For we learned a long time ago that it is not about us, but it is all about you. For you said, if your name be lifted up, that you will do all as well. And so let us dwell men unto you and not ourselves. These men bless us in your son, Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So you all, we have two powerful guests on here with us, two powerhouses, and Wheel Talk Monday fam, y'all, we count ourselves blessed to have these two powerhouses up in the building with us tonight. Like, they are legends. We have some straight up legends in the building with us tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with Miss Crystal, and we're going to let her introduce herself, and then we'll go with Dr. Omar from there.
All right. What's up, everybody? This is your sister, your friend, Crystal Whitaker, right here. You guys on Real Talk Monday, coming from the Morning Jam podcast, where we talk about any and everything. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about all of us growing together, supporting one another, lifting one another up, but keeping God in the forefront of our minds. Just want to just encourage everybody on tonight. This is going to be a great show. I'm so honored to be on here tonight, and I'm just looking forward to the conversation.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, Dr. Omar.
Okay, all right. My name is Omar. I'm founder and CEO of Agape Love Network, learning to lead with love, learning to deal with things that are difficult and uncomfortable in the relationships. I'm a mental health coach, life coach, certified Montessori dementia professional, and certified dementia practitioner. I just thank you for just having me here on Real Talk tonight to stand in the midst of these wonderful individuals, and with them, we're going to have a wonderful and great conversation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do believe that tonight. So you all, let's kick this conversation off. Tevis, let's kick it off with the first question that we have for him on tonight.
Okay. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you for the introduction. It's definitely always a pleasure to sit in space with wonderful, educated, beautiful people. So thank you guys for being here. So of course, the question tonight is, how do you explain to your partner after being with them for years that you're in love with someone else. Okay. So that is stacked. And I know, Doc, you said something last night, like, whoa, this is a lot, you know. So make sure you bring those questions to us tonight. Yes. We're ready for it, right? So one of the questions that was posed is, what would be your first thoughts if your man or woman told you they are in love with someone else? Okay, so we just wow. jumping in there.
Who's gonna go first?
No, I'll let you go, ladies first.
Okay, I'll go first. So that is such, I think, for all women and men, for their partner or their spouse to walk up to them and let them know that. I was married for 19 years. Now divorced for 3, going on 4 years. And it was definitely, I don't think it was, I'm not going to say it, I don't think. It wasn't this type of situation. But for a woman to hear that from her spouse, her friend or her husband or anything like that, I think it's a kick in the gut. It's very hurtful. But I know one thing come to mind is, when did it start? How and who? And I think that's the question that we all, it pops in our minds. But I think it happens a lot, because you feel like you're in this relationship and this mm-hmm. growth, and you want to expand and you want to get married and you want to move on and have this picket fence house and children and all this. And you have your mindset and this goal. And then sometimes you're in that goal and you're living that life. And it's just, I think it's hurtful. I think one, you can move on from that. You can grow, you can, and definitely push for better. Because, you know, it's, I always says when one door closes, another one opens. But mm-hmm. a lot of times when people say that, it's not always green on the other side. mm-hmm. So for me, mm-hmm. I think it's very hurtful when your spouse or your friend come to you with that. And I think for me, it was one, like, why, when, and who.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. For me, I probably would say why, right? Because if I'm in this relationship and I'm thinking everything is good, you know, mm-hmm. there's no perfect anything.
Right.
I'm probably going to look at him with a frown and be like, why, right? Mm-hmm. Like, then I'm going to be like, how? And then, like you said, who? And when did this start? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Because many times, you know, one party in the relationship can think that everything is, you know, going good, right? We can always grow and do more work, but it's going good, but not bad enough for you to come to me and tell me that you've fallen in love with somebody else. Like, does this person know? Are you just saying this? Have you been dating and sleeping with this person? Like, you know, what is going on? But I definitely would want to know the why, because for me, just the person that I am now, like, I've always had a growth mindset, right? So I'm gonna immediately think, like, why? So what happened? Where did mm-hmm. we go wrong? What could we have tried to fix had you have told me sooner than just you know, stepping out on our marriage, on our love, on what we've shared, you know, and especially if we're married, you know. So yeah, that would be my first.
I know too, sis. I don't mean to cut you off, but I know too, sis, sometimes in relationships and even in marriages, we sometimes are in denial and we ignore the mm-hmm. red flag, and mm-hmm. we think things are perfect when they're already going downhill. Mm-hmm. And we're mm-hmm. trying to fix it and trying to work on it so much and trying to get counseling, therapy, mm-hmm. trying to get it all. But mm-hmm. but what happens too is if that one partner said, let's fix it, let's try and fix this and let's mm-hmm. go to therapy. But that other partner is saying, no, mm-hmm. I think if we just pray, it'll be all right. And mm-hmm. It's not always about praying, even though praying is really, really great and amazing, for sure. But it also comes work with that. It's just like faith.
Yeah.
Faith without works is dead. Yeah. We got to work on that and move on and build and grow. So, yeah. I think sometimes too, we can be in denial.
Yeah. And that's kind of what we was talking about last week too, is like, you know, if your partner was caught cheating or was cheating, could you, you know, come back from that? You know, you know, it's a possibility, right? It's a possibility that there's going to have to be work. It's not going to be easy. And both parties have to be willing, right? So I do agree, like what you said about, you know, maybe she did, he or she did know. Maybe they knew and just didn't take them seriously, right? Maybe they've been given hints or whatever, and you just missed it. But yeah, I agree. Okay, man, share with us what y'all think.
But it's like this. But I'm gonna put my disclaimer. I've never been in this position before, but there were times when in my, I would say a number of years ago, when I was told that when you're talking with someone, you're not necessarily in a relationship, but they had interest in someone else, and you've been on a couple of dates and stuff like that, and you're like, man, who is this guy? You know, like, well, he got a lot of money. Is he driving a nice car? You know, and all that kinds of things like that. But on a serious note, I think that sometimes when you get into a relationship, and like with me, I'm very different because I'm the kind of person that wants to be with somebody or desires to be in a relationship when a person is solely committed, that nothing could hinder us in a relationship in terms of cheating, you know, because when you made that commitment to that person, did you think about this before we got married? Because the why is the big question, you know, as y'all had stated, you know, did I not satisfy you? And what area was there a hole to where you felt like that you had to cheat? Because sometimes people, people always feel that they cheat if something isn't working in that specific relationship. You know, it can be that they're trying. To me, it's a form of escapism because they're looking for someone, something else, or somewhere from somebody because they weren't being fulfilled enough. So it can be financially. It can be emotionally, you know, with the lady saying, he doesn't satisfy me emotionally. He never hears me. And he can say the same thing. And so the question would be, what did I not do? Is there an area that you felt like that wasn't being fulfilled in your life? And those are some of the questions that you want to ask. But then again, some people do may want to work it out, and then you may have it to where the other person may not want to work it out and say, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to be in a relationship. I just want to end this right here. I'm in another relationship. And I think that's the problem right there. And that can bring a other person to a lot of grief. It can bring a lot of person, a lot of depression, and the person feel unworthy because maybe they feel like, well, I'm not attractive enough. What am I, you know, that you have to move on to the next person? And those are the questions that will actually arise in a person who just lost the love of their life to somebody else.
Yeah, it was just like I want to answer that too. I don't know why I'm talking so much tonight, but anyway, it's a good conversation. Like the damage part of it, and that's where you're talking about too. The damage part of it on the one that's being told that. I feel like it's very, like, I'm telling you, like, it can lead you to depression. It can lead to anxiety. It can lead you to self-doubt, lowering your self-esteem. Am I good enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I handsome enough? Am I, okay, so now that's going to lower who I'm looking for in the next relationship. And even that can carry over into the next relationship as well. It's a lot.
And a lot of trust issues, because when you get into the next relationship, it like you said, it carries on to the next relationship, and then they start saying, you know, they start coming up with things like, why are you out so late at night? You know, I need you to come home at 8 o'clock. You know, who was on you on the phone with? They feel the need that they got to check their cell phone. They feel the need that they have to follow them everywhere they go. that kind of thing. So a lot of trust in the next relationship can be a very, very problem. And that's why counseling and some sort of therapy or coaching is very well needed.
Mm-hmm. I always say, don't go to someone you know. Go to someone different that you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
When it comes to therapy and stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it always can be a one-sided thing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's like talking to family, right? Your family's going to automatically be on your side most of the time, you know? So, yeah. I agree. I think just kind of a piggyback on that, a lot of times when we are the one who has been cheated on, we go through all those emotions and feelings that you guys just expressed, right? It could be a gut punch, right? Women definitely handle things differently than men. You know, men have a tendency to completely shut down because a lot of men aren't communicators, right? Not all, just some, you know, it goes in waves. But, you know, when that happens, it's a ego killer, you know, for them, you know, if the woman, you know, cheats. And then for us, we're heartbroken, but, you know, women tend to be a little bit more emotionally and mentally stronger than men. You know, our bounce back sometimes, depending on situations, tends to be a little bit better. James, share your thoughts.
For me, on that situation, my first thoughts are going to be, I'm just going to be all the way brutally honest. My first thoughts are going to be, okay, so when do you want to pick up your things? Because there ain't no, like, if you're in love with somebody else, let me help you pack up your things that you've left here so that you can go be with them. Because obviously, if you got to pick between me and them, don't pick me, please.
In love with this person, so you're going to tell them that? You're not going to try and fight for your relationship or your marriage?
My thing is this. If you already have one foot out the door already, if I'm the only one fighting for it, then obviously I wasn't doing something in that relationship or that marriage that...
But we're not talking about you, but you've already been fighting for it. We're talking about they are coming to you now. You haven't fought for it yet at all. So but you just...
My thing is, if I don't put you in a situation to where you have to fall in love with somebody else, or you feel like you have to fall in love with somebody else, then yo, be my guest. Go on ahead. But I'm not going to sit there and fight for something if you already have one foot out the door already. I mean, what's the point of me fighting for it if you already have one foot out the door? Yeah, and the fighting should have started before the texting started.
Yeah, and you know what? When you keep fighting like that as well, and I think that every fight isn't worth trying to save. It depends on the couple. It varies from couple to couple. Because sometimes... Fighting, because you can't force no one to love you.
That's right.
Right. Right. The fight ain't always, you know, on your side, you know. So sometimes the winning is for you to walk away from it. If you, now the other side of it is that being that when I'm saying that you don't have to fight if the person cheated, wasn't that really worth it to be with in terms of like if they were like abusive, they always talk very nasty to you. Right. You know, in those terms, I'll say, hey, well, go on. You didn't do much for me anyway, you know? But the fight really depends because you still want to figure out why this relationship turned into the different direction, especially if you were married. You know, I've seen couples who were married 20, 30, even 40 years, and then all of a sudden, because I actually coached a few people who have actually been in that actual position. No lie, you know? Even like people who I've known on a personal level, one lady was married to this guy for like 6-7 years or whatever like that. And he was always missing, you know, sometime. And then one day he just told her, you know, was just like he was seeing someone else, you know, he really loved her and everything like that. He just had to move on. And so at first, it was more of a denial, you know, about whether if he was still in the, whether if he was seeing someone else or whatever like that. And one day he just told her, you know, and, you know, and in that situation, I believe that she really wanted to be with him. But the fight really was more of a lot of work, you know, because the more that she kept trying to get him, try to get him to love her, it just wasn't working, you know. So sometimes it's okay to move on.
I'm going to piggyback off you, Omar, because my 19-year marriage, the last 7 years of my marriage, I fought for it. Seven years. I stayed in it and I tried to fix things. And like you said, it's work. It's let me check the phone. Let me follow you. Not that I follow. I didn't follow. But it's just on some other people. Let me follow you. Let me see where you're going. How late are you going? Why are you staying out so late? It was just those things. And for me, I'm going to kind of go over what the young lady said, sis said, about some women are more combat
emotionally.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. For me, it wasn't. It took me a 2 years. I was in that depression state. I had that anxiety. I had that low self-esteem. I had those days where I closed every window in my apartment and laid in bed and cried. I had those days where I just drove around and never went home. And I had a child. My son was 18 years old, getting ready to graduate out of high school. And those were those days where I drove around, didn't want to go home. And even when I did those last 7 years of my marriage, when I worked, it was like, I got to go home. I got to take care of home still. I got to go take care of home, make sure home is safe and make sure home is good, make sure my son. But the only reason why I did stay was because of my son. And at that last year of his high school, when he was in 12th grade, I couldn't take it anymore. So I said, this is my time to leave. So I had to leave. I had to make the decision. It was a hard decision. It was I was sick in the moment. I felt lost. I felt confused. I felt pain. I felt it all. And for those ones that are out here feeling like that, you can make it. You can survive.
Yeah, for sure.
The ones that couldn't make it out. I mean, I made it, but couldn't make it through those times without family and friends and phone calls like that. So.
Right.
It was, and, you know, a lot of.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody's different mentally, emotionally. You know, everybody has their own trials and triggers and tribulations and stories. So, you know, everybody's bounce back or dealing with or going through in the meantime may look different. You know, there's really no wrong or right way. You know, we just want to make sure that, you know, people get through. Right. So the tag on to that was pretty much, could you move on from that if your spouse told you that? So for me, could, absolutely can. You can. Will it be hard? Absolutely. Will you be heartbroken and devastated and everything that you shared, Crystal? And some people will go through all of that, right?
Absolutely.
But you know, to me, it's almost like you don't really have a choice. You know, you don't have a choice but to move on from it. You know what I'm saying? Because again, like you all mentioned, I'm not going to make you love me. I can't make you love me. And I'm not going to keep losing sleep and time and energy to force that. You know what I'm saying? To make that happen. So to answer that question, could you, how would you move on from that? What would that look like to you guys?
There's a great movie out. It says what love got to do with
it. Exactly.
I've learned that. You know, you can tell somebody you love them all the time. But is that good enough? I can tell you definitely can move on. I'm a witness. I'm definitely a witness. You can move on.
Yes, I agree. Do y'all want to, James, did you want to see what Kalisha said before we let you guys respond to that?
Definitely, because I like that comment.
I think there would be a question to ask. If your partner has had time to fall in love with someone else, there are some deeper rooted issues in the relationship. Like, how does the partner not notice the disconnect? There hasn't been a time to fight for anything if no one wants to talk. That's an issue on both sides.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, there is. I mean, again, kind of like what we said at first, why, when, what happened, what did I miss, right? And yeah, of course, communication. You know, anybody that follows us knows that communication is so important to me, right? Like, so many things could be resolved and not turn into worse, you know, if people would just talk to each other. Sometimes men are fearful of being the one to cause the breakup because they don't want to look bad, right? Sometimes women don't want to hurt anybody, hurt their partner, right? So people just stick and stay. They just deal with it until something will happen and it'll play out in some way, right? And then again, in this case, your partner's asking you, you know, what's going on, you know, or that he or she is in love with somebody else. And that's just like a bomb dropped in your lap, you know? Mm-hmm. So I do think there are deeper issues. And, you know, again, we have to be in tune. A relationship takes work. A marriage takes work. You got to be in tune.
Mm-hmm. I think for me too, like, I'm sorry. I got married. We got married at a very young age. We were 19, 20. And you're at 19 and 20. Do you even really know who you are?
No.
Do you really know who you are? Do you even know what you want to do for the rest of your life?
Nope.
Trying to figure. Mm-hmm. But we were together and we were learning each other, growing with each other. Mm-hmm. And we changed. Things changed. So I believe that's where some things started. So we were together for 19 years and it was just, we grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
So you change and like you said, issues come, even the conversations be there. It's mm-hmm. like I said earlier, are you going to ignore those red mm-hmm. flags and continue to mm-hmm. stay in and fight just because you love the person, or are you just willing to walk and leave it alone? Yeah.
Doc, how do you think you could, how would you move on from the situation?
I think that I would question myself as well, you know, like if I was to get into another relationship, I would see where I'm at, in order to improve myself as an individual, not necessarily focus on the former. I think that I would deal with it in a way that I need to move on with my life and focus on the brighter things, because I know that sometimes it's not always raining, it's not always snowing. The sun will actually come out and utilize my faith, that God has given me, you know, in this life. And so I know that I can't move on, that I could move on. So I have been, with somebody where I have you've been in a relationship and it has ended. So sometimes moving on can be hard, but it's going to take time. You know, you have to go through your phases of prayer. You have to go through having someone that you know personally that you can actually talk and to release things with. Someone that you can like literally trust. And if you do need therapy, go to that. If there's a pastor that you can talk to, that you can truly confide with, not everybody's pastor, but I'm talking about someone that you can really, really trust, because not all pastors can counsel either. So you really, really have to dig in the trenches of who you want in your life that's going to be able to support you in that way. So for me, I've handled it on a personal level where I just went into prayer. I surrounded myself with brothers who were married, who are just faithful Christians as well, who supported me in my process, you know. So I think that those are the things that I've done on a personal level to help walk. You can't walk it alone. Especially if you knew that you were in love with somebody,
right?
The walk is not a a thin line that you can just walk and get up and say, hey, I just broke up from a relationship. I'm happy. Nah, it didn't happen that way. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. You definitely need a healthy friend group, friend family group to, pull you through that for sure. That is definitely important in any heartbreaking situation. That is definitely important. James, did you have anything? I know you ready to give the walking papers.
Let me rephrase something that I said. Let me rephrase something that I said. For me, if we are just dating, then yes, the walking papers are being handed, because why am I staying in a relationship when you have pretty much already walked away? But if we are married, that is a totally different thing, because we made vows and we made a commitment to each other. Mm-hmm. So if we are married, then okay, bet, let's go to counseling. Let's see what we can do. Instead of me getting off of work at 6 o'clock, let me try getting off at 5:30. Let's schedule some time to where we have time together, to where if we have the kids, let's not have the kids that weekend. Let's take trips by ourselves to where we can grow and get to know each other again. Now, if we are just dating, then yeah, without a doubt, like, no, what I previously said stands, because why am I going to stay in a relationship when you are so conveniently trying to find something else? But if we are married, that's a totally different ballgame. Let's try to fight for our marriage and let's try to work on this together. Because every marriage, no marriage is going to be easy. So let's try to figure it out.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I like that. So who should you explain the situation to first? Your partner or your lover?
I think Crystal got the answer to that one. I think she got something on the tip of her tongue that she's waiting to say.
I'm waiting on y'all on this one. I've been talking for it. Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead, Doc. Y'all man, take the lead on this one.
But with me, I'm going to plead the fifth, all right? But I'm just joking, y'all. But I've never been in that position where I ever had someone else in my life over someone that I was with. So I just want to say that. So, but if I was in a position where they had to choose between their partner and lover, I would say go your way, because I don't want to be the choice. You know, I don't want to be somebody's choice. You know, either you're with me or you're not with me. You know, I just look at it that way.
Listen, everybody's missing these words that are in this question. This says, who should you explain the situation to? Come on now. Who? Partner or the mistress? Oh, my Lord. Whew. Like, if it was me, I would fall in love with somebody else, and I'm going to go to the mistress first, and I'm going to tell them, listen, I have fallen in love. Then I'm going to go to my partner.
Hold on. Wait. But you ain't got no commitment to your mistress. How are you going to go to the mistress first?
Listen, because that's just the way you asked me the question. I'm just going to tell you. Listen, I'm going to tell them that I fall in love with you.
Okay.
That's just me.
Okay.
But don't be judging me. I'm just answering.
No.
So tell me why you would tell the lover first. Why would you tell your lover first, your mistress?
Because you're in love with them. I'm just saying it from the dirty side. We're talking the dirty south over here.
Come on, dirty south.
Just first, that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna go.
No, go ahead. Please go ahead.
And then I'm gonna tell my partner that I've fallen in love with someone else. That's it. I'm just answering.
Okay. No, you're good. I have a follow up to that, but I want us all to answer. James, what about you? Who would you tell first and why?
For me, I'm gonna go to my partner first. And the main reason is because I'm gonna let my partner know, like, hey, I wanna admit to my faults. I wanna admit my flaws of what I have done. And yes, I have fallen in love with someone else. Now, it wasn't supposed to be like this, but hey, it happened. Now, what I'm gonna do after that is I'm gonna go to my lover and I'm gonna be like, yo, look, I've caught feelings for you. What we gonna do? The ball's in your court. Like, what's next?
Listen, I'm gonna and the reason why I said my mistress first, what would this mistress say? I'm not in love with you.
Oh,
okay.
You're going into another question.
Well, that was kind of my response, because I think it depends, you know, in this situation, you're going to have to make sure your head is level. Okay. So like, you really need to think about who I'm going to tell first and why. Right. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, this may be bad. Again, I've not ever been in this situation. This may be bad. Yeah. But as we're talking through this, my thing is, I love my partner. Although I've wronged my partner, I love him, okay? I do love him. However, because of things, you know, I've stepped out, right? So my thought is, my first thought is, tell my lover, hey, I'm in love with you. And, you know, what is this for you? How do you feel about this? What page are you on? Right? And depending on what he says, will probably determine my move, right, with my husband.
That's what I was saying.
And so if he says, I just thought this was fun, whatever, okay, I need to go on and remove myself from the situation, because I'm getting too caught up, right?
Yeah.
And I need to go to my husband now. Right. Then to follow up, if he says that, then you know I'm gonna handle it, and then I gotta sit with myself and say, I need to be honest with my husband, because I'm got this battle within myself, because I'm gonna have to get over this breakup with this lover, right? So I may be disconnected for a minute, right? So I need to process my feelings, and either A, I'm gonna be honest and tell my husband what I've done so we can figure out if we're gonna work through this or not and fix the problems that may have made me step out, or am I gonna keep it a secret because I don't want to hurt him, right? And I think that's gonna depend on what's going on in the situation. Now, if my lover says he's in love with me and he wants us to be together, then I'm going to be like, excuse my language, I'm going to be like, damn, what am I going to do, right? What am I going to do, right? Because my husband loves me. He's still vested. I've made this choice. I've fallen in love with this person. And typically when a woman, most women, not all, gives themselves emotionally and mentally and spiritually to a man, it's pretty much a wrap for their partner, whether husband or boyfriend, right? And then if the intimacy part has came into play, then for you to go back and tell your husband, not only have I connected with this man mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but I've also connected with him physically. The physical part is what's going to kill your husband more than anything, okay? Because they don't want to know that their woman has given themselves physically. They can deal almost better with the emotional, mental part of you giving, you know, stepping out, but not so much the physical. So
let me be real.
You know, I think that it would be a very hard decision. You know, nothing in this situation should be impulsive, if that makes sense. I know I just said a lot, but nothing should be impulsive.
Let me be honest on something you said, Tevis. Mm-hmm. You said that for men, we could handle it better if you was physically involved. No. If he wasn't physically involved.
Right.
If it was just mental. Let me be honest. For me as a man, I couldn't handle it if my woman was emotionally involved. Because I would rather you be physically involved with that person over emotionally. Because let's be real, we all grown on here. Physical is physical. That's it.
For some people.
Emotional. So, but if you done put your emotions in it, that means that you done called feelings for this person.
The disconnect is gone. And so let me tell you why I kind of feel that way. And again, this is not speaking for every man or every woman, because we know everybody is built and created differently, right? But men, a lot of men are ego driven, right? So for their woman to go to another man for the physical act, to be satisfied or pleased physically, what is that going to do to him? That's going to kill his ego. That's going to kill his ego, right? Yeah. It is. Yeah. I mean, that's real. So that's different, you know. And for us women, if our men cheat, the first thing truly that we want to know is what she look like. What she look like, right? Because
y'all going straight to the Instagram and straight to Facebook.
I think sometimes that's why it hurts us women emotionally so bad, because if we have a ounce of insecurity, whether it's because we've gained weight or because we just are insecure and grew up like that, whatever it may be, that's where the killer comes in for us women too, is if we remotely think this woman is better looking than us or shaped up better than us or whatever it may be. So again, this is not speaking on every man or every woman, because we know everybody is different, but I definitely feel like, you know, it can't be an impulsive situation. You are really going to have to think before you interact with either party, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know something? My thing is this. When either party, well, when the party that cheats, they're going to have to be aware that there's going to be repercussion, no matter if it's your spouse, like your wife or your husband, or the mistress, you have to be ready either way, you know, because so many things could arise, you know, from the jealousy to violence to domestic violence and to trying to get revenge, you know, and being vindictive and going back and partners and punching out car windows and flattening fire and setting houses on fire. I remember years ago, I was a teenager, right? And it was this gentleman, he literally set his wife's house on fire because she slept with another guy, you know? And I remember this clear as day. I see the house burning up in flame. I said, man, what happened over there?
Right.
You know? And it was all because his wife slept with somebody else. I mean, that tears the guys up. To know that another guy was in the bed with your wife, you know, my thing is that it leads to a lot of emotional, and it could lead to a lot of physical damage as well. So you, no matter which way who you tell, you have to be ready to explain yourself and reap the repercussions, because things are going to happen. You know, you did it, and you're going to get what's coming to you. Unless you have some divine intervention coming in, you know,
For sure.
Some divine intervention, you know, through prayer or whatever. How God's going to now, I'm not advocating that God is going to bring, going to have some sort of, what's that word I can say? As if God is going to say, oh, wow, it's good. You should get back. You should get with your mistress. I'm not saying that, you know, because I'm not an advocate for cheating, you know. Just be aware that these things are actually going to happen, because the devil is going to continue to be at work, because he wants to break up couples, and that's one of his main missions. He don't like families.
Right. For sure.
He definitely don't love marriage.
You're right. Before we go to the next question, Kalisha said, fall in love with someone else and confess that love to the lover first. That to me would show they've completely checked out. The order in which this is done definitely determines if I'm willing to make things work. Then she said, if you have to tell your partner that you confessed your love first and they turned you down, that creates another issue. The question then becomes, well, do you only want to try and work things out now because they turned you down? Well, yeah. So I don't know that I would tell my partner that the person turned me down. I would just let them know that I've been cheating. Okay. You know, he going to know the worst part.
Oh, so you're going to keep out a little bit of information is what you said.
Yeah. You ain't got to tell every single thing. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to say I want to stay because he turned me down, you know? So this is a sticky situation, you know. I don't want to ever be known as a dishonest person, but you know, people tell me too much that I'm too honest, right? But that's just kind of how my parents raised me. But you know, it's hurt me too in times, which is so weird, right? Because why would you be wrong for being too honest? But you know, it don't always work out in your favor when you're too honest either. James, did you want to say anything?
For me, the main reason why I would tell my spouse first, like I said, is just simply because of the commitment that I have to them. I would let them know, like, hey, yes, I have stepped outside of our relationship, outside of our marriage. I have fell in love with someone else. I wanted to let you know. And the main reason I want to let you know is I don't want you to hear it from someone else. I want to give you the option of, do you want to stay or do you want to go? I'm giving you that option because I would want that same option myself.
Yeah. Sticky situation. So to follow up with that one, what if your mistress doesn't really know that you have a partner?
Wait, say that again?
What if your mistress doesn't really know that you have a partner? What if they don't know that they're a mistress?
Then you setting yourself up for a thin line between love and hate type relationship.
It's going to come out. No matter what the circumstance is, whether if it's 3, 4, 5 years, it's going to come out. I was telling the story about it was an older couple, right? And it may not even come out within them years, but somehow it's going to, even if the other person timely passes away. Because there was an older couple, right? And they were like in their late 70s, 80s, or whatever like that. And his wife had actually passed away. So one day he was rumbling through the attic, and he found a little box, and inside the box, you know, it had jewelry and all that stuff like that, and it had a few letters in it. So the older gentleman opens up the letter, and it was letters to her mistress. It's a guy, is not a mistress, but you know. What's it called?
A side piece.
Yeah, right. So he's got letters going way back to like the 40s, 40s, 50s, or whatever like that. And she had an affair, you know, but this was like when they were young, you know, like in their 20s or whatever like that. And all those years, he thought that his wife was the one that never cheated, all those years. And it was mostly those things, like, as you said, what if you never found out? But someday, somehow, it's going to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It always does. I mean, I don't know. I mean, people that can live double lives like that, you know, they kind of a different type of that, different breed, you know.
That's it. It's going to be in your pocket too.
Oh, if you have one. That's why I said people, they can do it for years. Like, you know, I'm from a small town. And, you know, I have a
really big family. Oh, it's going to come out.
You know, people.
You got 8 people in your town.
People talk, you know, people sweet, you know, especially the like my grandparents' generation, right? That generation was different because if they knew, it was quiet as kept. They swept it under the rug. Nobody talked about it. If you did, you just talked about it in a close little whisper. You know what I'm saying? Now, these days, kind of starting in like my parents' generation, you know, people started being more forthcoming if they found out their partners was cheating, right? Somehow they was going to let it know. Not necessarily crazy like our generation. These folks now, honey, you better be careful because you might die. Your house may catch on fire. I seen on TV the other day, a woman just left her husband. Just left him because she was tired. He was abusive and rude. Just left her. But he was so like entangled with her. Not even, she didn't even have anybody else. He drove his work facility truck into her home. Into her home. You know, and I'm thinking this lady ain't even dating nobody. You know what I'm saying? And you're just so possessed with her that you are crazy. This is why she left you, right? So I say that it looks different per generations. You know, I'm not saying people ain't always act crazy and put the other people on blast, but now you're going to be on blast, right? And then there's so many, nothing is kept secret or swept under the rug as much as it used to be back, you know, in generations past. So yeah, it definitely is going to come out. It is definitely going to come out sooner than later, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. And you know, something back in the day, if there was a person cheated, or even if like if you were divorced, or even if you had cheated, it was a sense of shame. You wouldn't be looked as like a victim. Or there wasn't no celebration, you would be an outcast. You would be like a leper, you know? So it wasn't a something that was of reward if you had left the relationship, you know, or if you had been found cheating or been with somebody else. But you would be marked in your neighborhood, you know, or even if it happened in your church. Oh, there goes such and such.
Right.
You was messing with the pastor's wife, or this person was messing with Miss Susie down the street, or whatever like that. Everybody in the neighborhood would know. Today, things are a lot more open. And when people say that they have cheated, that's nothing. Everybody does it, you know? So the culture was very, very different back then.
A lot of things can be hid. Even now, things can be hid, because for me, if I hadn't picked up my spouse's phone, I would have never known. Never. Nothing changed. Nothing. Still having days, still having, you know, family time, all that. I wouldn't have never known. Never known. And that was just almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more easy to get caught today.
To keep it hid,
I do too, for sure. Yeah,
definitely going. But like I said, it's possible because, you know, Lord, I've been through some things.
I heard an older gentleman say one time, mistresses don't know their place anymore. So it's okay to have a mistress.
That's what
back in the day, because they knew to keep their mouth shut because they know I got a wife and kids at home, right? These women, these days,
no. Yeah, it's not my
right. Right.
Well, they get what they want. They're gonna be quiet.
You know, but today it's so easy. I mean, people cheat today. It's more like you got social media. You got all these platforms and all this stuff like that. You know, it's like, you know, they got tracking devices. You know, they can track you on your phone, and you can take the phone like this, aim it in certain directions, and wound up the street, and they're like, oh, he's up there, you know? It's crazy.
Right. It is. It's scary, really. I don't even know why people want to risk it anyway. Because you just don't know when a person's breaking point is going to be, you know? You just don't know that.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do one more question. It's 8:04, and I know we try to stay, and we was late today. I know because my yeah. me. when did it come to a point that the which one do I think? Let's ask this one. When did it become okay to be in love with two people? When did it become okay to be in love with two people?
I don't think it has ever been okay to love two people. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of times people scapegoat because they don't want to settle for the one. So they want to have their cake and eat it too. They haven't grown maturely, you know, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. It takes a strong person to love one person. It takes a weak person to love two or more. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have 3, 4, and 5 and you want to be in these polygamy relationships, and that's not my lifestyle, but to me, I find that a person who isn't mature can't handle one person. You know, if God instituted you to be with that person, then that's the person that I believe that the person should actually be with. You know, the game playing, you know, I love this person too. No, you don't. You just want to play games. You know, so it has never been okay, but people people been with more than one person for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
You know, going back to Genesis.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
But, you know, until the law, actually, when, you know, thou shalt not commit adultery, you know, that kind of thing. You know, man should be with, you know, with his wife and things of that nature. And then after that, you'll see Solomon with many wives, but that's another story. That was only for political reasons, you know, to make peace with other nations. But people use that as an excuse, and they say, oh, wow, Solomon had a bunch of, why can't I have it? You know, that was a different thing, you know, and just because other countries practice kinds of things arise. So I think that our, hello? Anybody hear me? I think we faded out for a second.
Yes.
Yeah, you're good now.
Yeah, so, yeah, okay. So it has never really been right. There's never been a point in history where it has been right to love more than one person. Now, if we're talking about on a universal, on a universal level as friends, the agape love across humanity, you know, God loving humanity and loving our brothers and loving our loving others that we should love ourselves, that's there. I can love my brother, you know, I can love James Glover as my brother,
right?
You know, I can love my sisters, you know, but as far as me giving myself up, my body, you know, and connected with somebody else to sleep around and stuff, no.
Soul ties.
Definitely.
I'm in agreement with that. You know, we have all these different types of marriages that, again, have been around for years, polygamy and, you know, all the other things that the world is doing now. And you know, even just, you know, I've not been married, but just even as a single woman and dating and, you know, being intentional on relationships, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, soul ties, you know, to me, all that stuff is real to me, you know, and it plays into your spirit, you know what I'm saying? So just being mindful of the energy that you keep in your space, you know, I don't want to be in love with more than two people or more than one person because, I mean, that's too much. Like,
get it, girl.
Know, I'm like, God gave me one child. He did that for a reason because he knew my heart probably could not take having 3 or 4 children and my heart be in many different places, right? I know that's a different kind of love, you know, spouse to your kids, but You know, that's too much work. I mean, relationships are a challenge. Relationships are what you make them, right? Mm-hmm. Relationships are what you make them, but that doesn't mean challenges or hiccups won't come, right? How you choose to get through them is going to determine the level of stress that you have, right? But more mm-hmm. than anything, you know, I don't want to be in love with two people. That's hard. I mean, it's hard for me to have two job offers and try to decide on which job I really want to take. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely mm-hmm. don't want two lovers, you know? So, you know, I guess I would say all in all, you know, on my part of just kind of summing up this conversation, how do you tell your partner that you're in love with somebody else? Don't put yourself in a position to have to even do that, right? Like, communicate with your partner, right? Communicate with your partner, pray with your partner, grow with your partner, be honest, even if it hurts, you know, and, you know, whatever your spiritual beliefs are, practice that with your partner. Seek help, therapy, counseling, coaching, whatever is needed. Seek that out. Don't put yourself in a position to have to be in that position. But if you ever are in that position, my advice is to truly think through how you're going to approach it, because regardless on what it looks like, somebody's going to be hurt or disappointed, and it just really may be you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's kind of how I would that's my piece. So yeah, you guys can answer and, you know, tell how you all would you know, how you all would overall the topic, your thought overall on the topic.
I think that for me, I don't ever think that it's okay to be in love with two people at the same time mm-hmm. for me. But the whole mm-hmm. topic together, I think everybody mm-hmm. talks about how blissful, how wonderful, how amazing, how great it is to be married. I think they all go over the fun part, but they never go over the hardship, the long suffering, the, you know, the working together and praying with each other. Nobody goes over that. They always talk about the wonderful side of it. I think that if they start with the worst part of it, where they can save a lot of people from being hurt or even being killed or even being put in positions of mm-hmm. being oppressed or anything like that. I think if you start to tell your children when they're young, hey, marriages mm-hmm. come to a point like, hey, you have to work for it. This is something mm-hmm. that you're going to have to deal with, even in your hardship. Mm-hmm. You have a penny to your name. When you have three people, you and your spouse and then your child, has got to eat. You got to feed your child and then pray to God that it brings in. Nobody speaks on that. They don't speak on how wonderful, like, I'm sorry, not wonderful, but how the mm-hmm. work of being in a marriage is. To me, I don't think I was given that. I was given the joyous side of, oh, it's great, it's wonderful, and all that, but never knowing the work, the hard part of it. And so I think you need to start there first and just let different ones know, like, this is work. You want to, I mean, when you say work. It's almost like another job. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. how do you explain? Like you said, don't put yourself in that position. If you're working for something, you're not going to mess it up. Mm-hmm. If you're living every day mm-hmm. trying to make it, you're not going to mess it up. If you're living every day to be better and to bring that growth and prosper to one another, mm-hmm. you're not going to.
To sum it up for me, can you be in love with two people? My answer is no, because in all honesty, I'll put it like this. For me, this is what I stand on. Something I've said a while ago, and I'll continue to say it. Any man can love, any little boy can love a million women, but it takes a real man to love one woman, 1 million different types of ways. You have to love your woman at every point of her life, through the ups, through the downs, whether y'all both happy or whether y'all mm-hmm. sad, no matter what situation y'all in. If you invest that time into mm-hmm. loving her in every aspect of her life, then you ain't got time to love anybody else, because you're exhausted from mm-hmm. loving her.
Yes.
So spend that, take that time where you was spending that time with your other person. Take that time to make sure that you invest that time in your partner. Mm-hmm. And like my friend Miss Crystal said, it's work. Anything you got to get in is work. If you want it bad enough, you're gonna work for it. Just like a job. If you want that raise mm-hmm. bad enough, you're gonna come in early, you're gonna stay late, you're gonna come in from your breaks on time, you're gonna do everything that you have to do in order to get that raise. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting to mm-hmm. your marriage to be successful or your relationship to be successful, you're going to do at work. You're gonna invest that time into date nights. Mm-hmm. You're gonna invest that time into quality time. There's not going to be no excuse of, baby, I'm tired. Man, if you're both tired, hey, sometimes you could just stay on the phone and just hear each other breathe. Just the fact that you're around each other is enough. So you just got to put that work in. Anything mm-hmm. worth having is worth working for.
Doc, do you have anything?
No, I think a lot has been said already. So, you know, I think that for my last piece is that I think that take careful consideration about what you want in life and about what you want to do in life, the kind of relationship that you want to be in, if you want to be in a committed relationship. You have to make a decision. Do you want to be in a long-term care relationship leading to marriage or not? You know, pray about the person that you want to be with and don't get caught up in no foolishness because it's going to be trouble at the end of the road, you know? So my thing is that make sure that whoever you decide to be in a relationship, that they are committed to the relationship with you and nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, y'all.
Well, this was it. We got some more questions. Yes.
Yes. What did you say, Crystal?
We definitely thank you all.
I'm sorry.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
I said, you tired after this conversation? You leaning all back and whatnot?
Man, I'm leaning all back because this was a deep conversation tonight. This is what World Talk Monday is all about, mm-hmm, is the mm-hmm. deep conversations. And that's what I love.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. So typically at the end, you know, you guys, if you all have personal businesses or anything that you all share out to our Real Talk Monday family, supports us, please share any information that you guys want to advertise, sell yourself. You all can do that at this time.
Doctor, did you want to go first? Share your information. I don't know if he can hear.
Dr. Omar.
No, not really. If people want to, you know, if they want to follow me, they can just go to my Facebook page, Omar Lyles, or they can just go to Agape Love Network, you know, or the website, agapelovenetwork.net. You can find, you know, books, magazines, you know, things of that nature. You know, we have Agape Love Network singles group. You know, you can look on there, and that's pretty much it. You know, I'm just thankful you're just being on this platform tonight, you know, and I'm just thankful for the invitation.
Well, Doc, I'm going to go follow you, that's for sure. So you guys can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm hardly ever on Twitter, but I do have a Twitter account. If you want to be on the Morning Jam podcast, you can definitely inbox me on Facebook Messenger. Just reach out to me and we'll be on the podcast. The podcast, the Morning Jam podcast, is also shown on Channel 49 live out of Florida. So, it also shows there. It plays every morning at 9 a.m. That's on all Eastern, 9 a.m., Central, 9 a.m., Pacific, 9 a.m. So, definitely check it out. So, yeah, that's what you can reach your sister and your friend, Crystal Whitaker. All
right. So, as we come to a close tonight, awesome, we thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you both. As you all know.
Go on ahead, Tevis. Thinks he's having some audio issues.
Are you guys also, if you're in Atlanta,
I was going to say, if you're in the Atlanta area, I'm a makeup artist. You, if you need your face done, connect with me as well. I'm a makeup artist as well.
Definitely. And I've seen her work. She does great work, y'all. She definitely does great work.
Nice.
Y'all
won't be different. Great. That's good to know. So as always, I'm sorry, James. Are you gonna say something? Do you want me to say?
No. Go on ahead, Tiffany. Go on ahead.
Okay. So as always, you know, I'm Tevis Haney. If you guys are looking for life or business professional coaching around organization, leadership development, anything pertaining to early childcare world or new entrepreneurs, please reach out to me. You can find me on IG at Savette Empowerment Coaching. Facebook, my name, my website, www.savetteempowermentllc.com. And just look me up. I'm here ready to help support anybody. As always, the topics we talk about, they are our perspectives and views and our experiences and understanding, nothing to hurt or hinder or talk down to anyone, only to hopefully share out nuggets and advice to support people in whatever space they are in their life. Thank you all again for joining. James, you can sign us out.
All right, you all. And as always, we thank y'all for tuning in tonight. You can catch the podcast at midnight. It will drop on every major podcast station. And also, if you have any comments or anything that you would like to be on the show, or you would like to just email us topics, you can email us at willtalkmonday1@gmail.com. Once again, that's willtalkmonday1@gmail.com. So you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. We're on all major social media websites. So definitely connect with us. We would love to work with you. And as I always say, as we close out, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things that we're looking at is bad. God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. We will see y'all on next Tuesday. We're not going to come on Monday next week. We'll be on Tuesday. So God bless. Peace.
Thank you for watching the Spin Awards nominated show, Real Talk Monday. We appreciate your support. We would love for you to share and listen to our podcast. Also, go like us on all social media. We're Real Talk Monday on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Also, if you would like to email us, you may do so at realtalkmonday1@gmail.com. That's realtalkmonday1@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Real Talk Monday podcast. Now it's time to hear from the purpose pusher, Andrea Puri, with your weekly words of affirmation.
Okay. So let's do this month. Affirmations. I am marching into success. I am marching into more than enough. I am marching into my miracles. I expect and I anticipate greater. I receive greater. I have favor. I am favored, and favor follows me, goes before me, and surrounds me. This is your month of March affirmations. Have a blessed day.